Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220 of the Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us this afternoon, and also I hope you'll be able to stay tuned, and Pastor Risnack will be up after us at 2 o'clock, and always a good program, and I hope you enjoyed listening to Pastor Lutz prior to us. He's always on at 1 o'clock, and so I'm sandwiched in the middle at 1:30, so I think it was Pastor Lutz who coined the term the Baptist trifecta. But anyway, welcome to the program today, and we're going to touch on a couple of things here today, but let's go ahead and get started with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air. We just pray that you would bless and use the program for your glory. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ, to encourage believers in their walk with you. Help us to be aware of the things we need to know about so that we can better serve you and be better able to stand against the wickedness that we see in the world around us today. Bless, we pray, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to mention a couple of things. Of course, I'm Pastor Al Davis, the pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and certainly invite you to come out and visit us. We'll have some information about the church at the end, but you can find out more about us livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can find out a link to our church there, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. Also, you can link to some of our social media that we have, and you can look at some of our past, listen to some of our past programs there, and look at some of the various articles and things that we have. We've got a new article that's up there right now, actually, called Baptist Ancient or Recent. And I might talk about this one again another time, but it's not the subject today. But the Baptist Ancient or Recent, look at a controversy that started in the late 1800s and went into the 1900s as to whether Baptists have been with us since the first century or they originated in the 1600s. And I believe they originated in the first century. And I think there's ample evidence of that. So I look at that, and I hope you'd enjoy that. That's, you can find that at livewithpastoral.com. But what I want to look at today, there's a couple of things going on, and let me just touch on two of them here. One of them, we have a bill that has been fast-tracked and that seems to almost have come to a screeching halt down in Columbus. We were talking in the past about House Bill 248, a bill that basically is dying the death of 1,000 cuts in the House Health Committee, and it's one that would allow for exemptions and things and not allow people to force people to get vaccines as a matter, especially the COVID vaccine, as a matter of employment. And then we've got another one coming up, House Bill 411, that may be its replacement, or is thought to have been. But in the midst of all this, on Monday, House Bill 435 was dropped into the House. It hit the House on Monday. It went to the House Health Committee on Tuesday. It had its first and only hearing the same day. The only testimony was for the sponsor of the bill. And then it was voted on and referred out of the committee on Wednesday and re-referred to the House Rules and Regulations Committee the same day, and so that they could get it set so that it could go to the floor. And they were hoping to vote on it either yesterday or today, but seems like the brakes have been put on this now. This was a bill by the Republican elites in the House there in Columbus, not necessarily the ones who really want there to be exemptions for vaccines or exceptions for vaccine mandates and things like that. The bill, though, does allow for medical natural immunity and conscience or religion exemptions, but they're not quite as good as what you would think. The natural immunity, for instance, if you had COVID, you now have antibodies, but you got to get tests, recurring tests at your own expense to show that your antibodies are still still the same or greater than if you'd had the vaccine. And all the major studies have shown that you have greater resistance than if you had the vaccine. And also, antibodies can drop over time, but your immune system will recognize the virus should you encounter it again. So it's really not a good exemption here. And especially, you got to pay for it every time, as often as it is determined. It could be every week. It could be every day. And then, of course, the other exemption in here, of course, that are exemption to the exemptions, I should say, is health. A lot of healthcare workers, children's hospitals, people work in ICUs, things like that. But also, it only applies to the exemptions only can be had by people who are currently working when the bill takes effect. Anybody hired after that can't get these exemptions. And my feeling on this is that the Republican elites down in Columbus noticed that the peasants are in uproar here in Ohio over these COVID mandates that they're seeing, and they didn't want the common sense restrictions that were in House Bill 248 or in House Bill 411, and so they threw this out, tried to push it through and mollify the peasants by throwing them a sop, so to speak. So at any rate, I just wanted to mention that. Pray about that, and we'll see how this goes in the coming weeks, whatever. But I wanted to get to something else that hit the news I saw this past week. And again, this is touching on these vaccines. And last Sunday, speaking in a church in New York City, the governor of New York decided that she was going to, basically tell Christians that it's our duty, if we want to serve God and do the be the kind of a person that's going to make Jesus proud of us, we have to do what she says. She spoke last week at New York City's Christian Cultural Center. It's a mega church, we're going to go ahead and listen to what she had to say, and I'll probably have it paused a little bit a couple times to make some comments, but let's go ahead and take a listen to New York Governor Kathy Hochul this past Sunday.
But I prayed a lot to God during this time, and you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers, he made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us.
Now, pause for just a second right there. I agree to an extent with the idea that God enables people to develop things. And, you know, polio was quite the scourge, for instance. And my mom was a polio survivor. And so I know what polio can do and the effects that it can have on you later in life. When I was a child in the 1960s, we had polio vaccines. And polio was virtually unheard of, as opposed to just 10, 20 years prior to that, when people would fear getting polio. And likewise, smallpox. People routinely got smallpox. If you've ever seen some pictures, there's pictures of people that have had smallpox. And I had a smallpox vaccine when I was young, and I've never had to fear getting smallpox. So there's some things that can be helpful. And of course, we're not going to get into all the particulars on the vaccine, but we do know that much of the problem with this vaccine is, for many people, the risk of the vaccine is actually greater than the disease. But I do believe that God enables people to learn and to develop cures and medicines and treatments for diseases that have plagued us. So far, I'm not going to complain too much, but listen as she continues.
That is from God to us, and we must say thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love?
Now, did you catch what she said there? She talked and said that you're the smart ones. If you've been vaccinated, you're the smart ones. Well, I'm sorry, but there's a lot of very smart people that haven't been vaccinated. You know, I had COVID last January and recovered from it quite nicely. And I have no need of a vaccine because I have natural immunity now. It's just like there's a chicken pox vaccine out there. Well, I'm not going to go out and get a chicken pox vaccine. I had chicken pox when I was younger, and I have a natural immunity to it. Now, I understand that with some diseases and some viruses, the immunity may not last as long as others, but here's my point. She's saying you're the smart ones, but notice what she's doing with that. It's this effort, us against them. You're smart if you blindly listen to Dr. Fauci and blindly listen to the CDC and don't question anything. You're smart. You're dumb if you ask questions. You're dumb if you look at the facts. You're dumb if you look at the statistics. You're dumb if you don't blindly obey us. Isn't that interesting how they call people who don't look at the facts, who don't question, who don't search these things out, they're calling people like us dumb. People like that smart, and people like us dumb, who do take the time to look into some of the background, to look at some of the statistics, to look at some of the ways in which not only the vaccines work, but in the way the virus works and the way that natural immunity works. According to her, you're dumb if you look at that and make a decision that it's better, that your risk is greater to take the vaccine and less to risk the disease. Or if you've had the disease and you know that there's not much risk from the disease anymore, there's too much risk from taking the vaccine for something that's of no threat to you anymore. But you're dumb if you think that. You're only smart if you blindly follow your superiors and take the vaccine. That's basically what she's saying. And then she says, we know who the people are that aren't taking the vaccine. We know who you are. Well, are they keeping a list and checking it twice? Or what? Are they making a list for people they're going to round up eventually? We know who you are. And then she says, well, we need to go out and tell them. And this is where she makes the statement, you're my apostles. And when I heard that, I thought of this passage that Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13, where he begins by saying, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. You say, well, Pastor Al, isn't that a little strong to say about her? Well, she's trying to imply that this is a religious obligation. And we'll hear her again as she's talking about how we show your love, and you show, you know, Jesus told us to love one another. But the fact again comes down to the idea that God did not tell us to go out and tell people not to research, not to look at the statistics, not to look at the facts, not to say, I'm going to make a decision. Should I put a potentially harmful substance into my body or into that of my loved ones, not knowing ahead of time what the risk is? And when you're looking at a disease that overall has a mortality rate of less than 1%, actually about 6%, and that's probably being generous, or I'm sorry, 0.6%. The survival rate of people who get COVID is about 99.4%, I believe it is, somewhere in that range. And if you are below the age of 65, it's far higher than that. If you're below the age of 18, your survival rate from COVID is probably somewhere closer to zero, or I'm sorry, your survival rate is, or your mortality rate, the risk of dying is somewhere closer to 0.0023%. Now, why would you force somebody with such a low risk from COVID to get a a shot that in particular we already know that indication that for males under the age of 18, the likelihood of getting myocarditis and being hospitalized is greater by getting the shot than the risk of getting sick and hospitalized from COVID. Why would you subject healthy young people to that sort of a risk? Well, now keep in mind, I am not an anti-vaxxer, and I know that vaccines have worked for some things in the past, but you know, generally the study time and the risk factors are reduced in the development. This thing has been fast-tracked, and there's a tremendous amount of risk for many people, and so only people who are highly at risk. My wife going in and out of nursing homes during this time through her job as a nurse. They noticed that there were people getting sick and dying from COVID in the nursing homes. And when the vaccines came online back in December and people in the nursing homes started getting vaccines, the number of cases in the nursing homes dropped dramatically. The number of COVID deaths in the nursing homes dropped dramatically. But see, the people in the nursing homes, these are people who are greatly at risk. They have other health factors, comorbidities that made the risk of the disease much greater in some cases than the risk from the vaccine. And their families and their doctors got together and made a decision. It wasn't mandated by bureaucrats and faceless government agencies. Well, Governor Hochul, New York governor, says that you need to be her apostles. She's taking this religious language, making this a religious crusade, implying that the only way you can be a good Christian is if you get vaccinated without asking questions and then try to get everybody else that you know to be vaccinated as well. We'll pick up with what the governor was saying here at that point.
And how do you show that love? But to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live. I want our kids to be safe when they're in schools. I want you to be safe when you go to a doctor's office or to a hospital and are treated by somebody. You don't want to get the virus from them. You're already sick or you wouldn't be there. We have to solve this, my friends. I need every one of you. I need you to let them know that this is how we can fight this pandemic, come back to normal, and then start talking about the real issues that we have.
All right, she's going to get into the real issue that she sees after we get the pandemic under control. Of course, the question is going to be when, because they keep kicking moving the goalpost down the road. Remember, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. That was, 18 months more ago? Yes, show the love of Jesus. Show the love of Jesus by convincing people not to think, but to just get the shot and not to be concerned about the benefit ratio and the risk factors of the shot versus the disease and the risk factor even of getting the disease. But I listened to this governor. I'd heard about this. I found the clip. I listened to her, and I thought, you've got to be kidding. And again, you're dumb if you don't get the shot without question, and you're not a good Christian. You don't love people. You're not showing the love of Jesus if you get the shot. You don't get the shot without question and then tell others not to question, just to line up and get the shot. I know that there's good reason for many people not to get the shot. In many cases, it would be worse than the disease. The risk is too great. But in some cases, the risk might be less than the disease, and we know that that's the case as well. Do your research. Look into it. Hopefully you have a doctor that you have confidence in, that you can discuss it with. Or if you've got family members or friends who are in the medical profession, do some research. Don't just blindly line up like sheeple. And don't just blindly follow the lead of somebody that claims that she's doing the Lord's work and you're going to be her apostles. She sounds more like a false apostle. Well, Peter also wrote about this. He said in 2 Peter chapter 2, but there were in verse 1, there are false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. And I put her certainly into the category of a false teacher, a false apostle. Well, there's a little bit more she tacks on at the end, the real issue we need to get to, and we'll listen to that.
And then start talking about the real issues that we have to, fighting systemic racial injustice, which exists today. And if there's a denier, I will take you on any day, because I've seen it. I know it exists. And we are not going to have a blind eye to this ever again, any longer under my watch. And that is my commitment to you.
And did you catch that? It's critical race theory is what she's talking about, systemic racism. And this is the same thing that General Milley, a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said is the most important threat is white supremacism in our military. And that's the most the greatest threat our nation's faced with. And many schools are forcing critical race theory, the idea that the lighter your skin color is, the more likely you are to be a racist just by the color of your skin. If you're born white, you have no choice. You're automatically a racist. If you have dark enough skin, you can't be a racist, because the color of your skin determines the character that you have. Yeah, I seem to remember a gentleman by the name of Dr. Martin Luther King. I believe he made a speech where he claimed, or made a statement in the speech, something along the lines of looking for the day when we would be judged not by the color of our skin, but the content of our character. Maybe I misheard that. Maybe Dr. King said he was looking forward to the day when we'd be judged by the color of our skin and not the content of our character. Is that what Dr. King was looking for? Well, apparently that's what we have today. And she thinks that's the greatest thing. I'll tell you what the greatest thing is. The greatest threat that we have facing us is false teachers. We have false apostles. We have people leading people astray. We have churches that promote false teaching. We have churches that promote false doctrine, when they should be standing up and saying to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to these things, because there's no truth in them. We need churches that are going to tell people, you must be born again. You have a sin problem. You don't have a skin color problem. You don't have a color problem. You have a sin problem. It's not the color of your skin. It's the content of your flesh. The sin nature, the Bible says we have a sin nature that's in the flesh. Adam sinned and disobeyed God, and sin entered into the world. And the Bible says that by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Jesus Christ came not to cure your skin color problem, but to cure your character problem, which is your sin nature. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that's why we all need to be saved. And people like the governor of New York are not leading people to the Bible. They're not leading people to Christ. They're not leading people to salvation. They're not calling for salvation. Instead, they're leading people astray. They're leading them away from Christ. They're leading them away from the Bible. And they're false apostles. They're false teachers. Paul warned about them there in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Peter warned about them in 2 Peter chapter 2. And Jesus warned about them. Others warned about them in the scriptures. We need to look at what people say, and we need to go back to the scriptures, and we need to pray for them. We need to pray for government officials, governors and presidents and senators and representatives and mayors and all of our government officials. The Bible says that we can lead a quiet and peaceable life, but at the same time, we also need to go out boldly with the gospel to see people saved. Because what's the greatest cure? We need saved people out in the marketplace. We need saved people out in the workplace. We need them in the schools. We need them in the city halls. We need them in the halls of government at every level. Because that's the cure for what's wrong with America. It's not false apostles. It's not promoting communist critical race theory, and I said communist because that's where it came from. It's birthed out of the Communist Manifesto. We need the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're saved, why don't you be the Lord's apostle and go out with the good news of the gospel? Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.